I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. This time next year, travelers should enjoy driving over one side of the new I-74 bridge in the Quad Cities. About 250 construction workers are preparing for winter as bridge construction continues. I-74 bridge project manager Danielle Alvarez says Lunda Construction will soon finish pouring concrete for the foundations of the bridge arches.
So the arches were fabricated by ISC in Gary, Indiana. So the first batch of those, the first 8 pieces of the westbound or Iowa-bound arch, those are on their way here as we speak.
The company shipped the steel arch pieces on barges, which are currently coming up the Mississippi from the St. Louis area after coming down the Illinois River. They range in length from 36 to 60 feet. Alvarez says once assembled, the white arches will be 800 feet long. The $1.2 billion project is very close to staying within budget.
Mother Nature has not been very kind this year with all of the flooding. I think we had 4 high water events. The last one happened in October, and the water was above normal pool for about a month at that time. We were able to work during almost all of those high water events. However, it does impact productivity, especially when they're not able to access those arch foundations.
In Moline, highway work is winding down before winter on the approach to the bridge, plus related projects downtown and near the interchange with Avenue of the Cities. In Bettendorf, Alvarez says workers are completing similar projects.
We had that contract with Valley Construction, which was the Iowa-bound entrance ramp from Grant Street or US 67. So that work is pretty much all wrapped up there. They had the storm sewer work in the median, and that's all done. Civil's continuing to work on the westbound viaduct. They've got a lot of the bridge, all of the bridge deck poured that they really can, working on the concrete barrier that will keep people on the bridge as they're traveling over it. And really just continuing to work on a few foundations that are still accessible before we start to impact traffic in 2019.
If all goes as planned, the Iowa-bound lanes of the new I-74 bridge will be ready for traffic 1 year from now. I'm Michelle O'Neill.